Hello, everybody. So nice to be here. And thank you. So I wrote a lot of songs about relationships, love, ups and down. And I do believe that love is the most important thing we have. And even though it sometimes goes wrong in relationships, there's nothing, it has nothing to do with the love. And therefore I made this little mantra, it's a song about reminding me that love should fill up my life. Than my music, let love into my soul, and let love bring out my kindness, let love keep up my hope, let love live in my music. getting drinks for two. Why you chasing up on every girl just because you're you? You say you wanna be my friend, oh, but you feel so bad again and again and again. And it's impossible for me to look the other way when you do your very best to always rub it down things. I hate to be your lover, no. I simply just don't wanna do this anymore. I hate to be your lover, no. Sudden. Now I live in Denmark, Scandinavia. It's not so far from here, so you probably know the feeling. But we do have very gray, dark, and cold winters. And when you've been drained out and just longing for some sunshine, longing for some maybe someone who loves you or whatever, sometimes I find myself dreaming myself down to the south, down to where you can just let go of your everyday and just have a good time. So this song is about wanting to take a one-way trip far away and maybe never come back.
Something to say, 'cause I'll be having fun all day.
great, but I'm not gonna let my soul decay. No, I'll break free and fly away. The next song is about when you sometimes when you get your heart broken, or if you lose someone, you think that you will never be able to love again. But that's not true. And this song is just a reminder that you can learn to love again.
Just reach for me and let
you don't have to close the door. So, with that said, sometimes you're trying to talk to people. Because, I mean, or at least I'm trying to be a decent person, trying to be nice and kind, but I'm also a person with a whole lot of love and a big temperament and all the things that goes with that. And it's just very frustrating when, especially guys you're dating, are not being clear. I mean, they could just say it as it is, and then it wouldn't be as hard to navigate in. So this song is about being a very much fed up with someone and just really wanting them to say something, talk out.
I can't believe that's me.
know, that's one way to say it. And then you realize that it doesn't help anyway. And then you get all sad and say, okay, whatever, I'll just take what you have to give to me, and even if it means that you're gonna break my heart over and over again, I'll just have to suffer for the little love. I wrote a song about that, obviously. Thank you. Yes. So, and then suddenly the power comes to you and you just feel like making trouble and doing something wrong. You know, I actually tend to be a nice person. I'm trying really hard to be a nice person, to do the right things, to take the right choices in life. But sometimes you just really freaking need to do something wrong to know, hey, I'm just doing it wrong today. And I wrote a song about that. It's called Wrong.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with, so actually, this gentleman just asked me if I had ghostwriters, which I take as a very big compliment. Thank you. And I can say so much, I did write all of the songs myself. A lot of them is produced by my bass player and producer Laust Krutmeier Nielsen, who also made up a lot of good arrangements for all of the songs. Yeah. And while we're here, let's take a big round, because on the guitar we have Rune Højmark. On the Hammond organ and the Wurlitzer, Rhodes. Wurlitzer, yeah. Well, they look like each other. Lasse Storgård. And on the drums, Jens Daglund Jensen. So if anyone needs a ghostwriter, you can just call me. Okay, the next song is actually the title song of the newest album that I recorded together with Laus, who produced the whole thing. I had like a very bad heartbreak, which is good for writing songs. So I'm actually very happy about that, but and also it's over now. I'm happy again, which is the best part. This song I wrote because I really, you know, when it suddenly goes wrong, sometimes you start blaming yourself because you don't understand what's going wrong, and maybe I'm just not good enough or not doing anything. I should have done something else or whatever. And I had to remind myself that it's not always about me. Sometimes it's not anything I do, it's just how it is. And maybe he's just missing out. Yeah. So this one is called You Let a Good Thing Go. And then I should have waited just a second to say that.
Thank you.
Now there's a song about all the good things in love, or like when you found someone who sees you, and it's not actually all the big gestures that makes it good, it's all the little things.
Me, 'cause I know what you're all about.
opened up, and I'm so happy about your trust in me. Please don't make it stop.